Titanic was almost 900 feet long. That's about 270 meters. And her height, above the waterline, was 92 feet, or 28 meters. That is to say, about a 10-story building. She had 10 decks, 10 floors, 8 of which were for passenger use. And from top to bottom, the highest one was the boat deck, on which the lifeboats were housed. This sounds like an impractical choice. Why not have the lifeboats closer to the water? But it is because the ship needed to maneuver while docking, so the lifeboats had to be placed high above the platforms where passengers would embark and disembark. The decks reflected the hierarchy of classes. First-class cabins and restaurants, entrances, lounges, smoking rooms, libraries, promenades dedicated to first-class passengers were on the four top decks, which also included a few amenities for second-class travelers. But it was all separated so that passengers of different classes would never mix. The one deck where passengers could be a bit closer to one another, but still separated, was the fifth one. It had dining saloons for first and second class passengers, and a space accessible to third class passengers. And then, still going down to the bottom, the sixth to eighth decks had cabins for second and third class. Every passenger was located above the waterline. Below it, there were two more decks for cargo space, and at the very bottom, on the 10th deck, the inner bottom of the hull, a platform for the ship's boilers, engines, turbines, and electrical generators.